February 7, 2017, Judge Scheer hearing Peter Feman's motion. Calling court call.
Please remember not to engage in other conversations and to state your name each time you speak. Please limit all background noise, such as paper shuffling, typing, and other interruptions. If the court does not join your call within 15 minutes of the scheduled start time, please remain on the line and have a staff member call court call at 888-882-6878 for assistance. As you will disrupt court proceedings and you will be subject to sanction. Please state your name each time you speak. If the court does not join your call within 15 minutes of the scheduled start time, please remain on the line and have a staff member call court call at 888-882-6878 for assistance. Telephonic court appearance program and bring brings the courtroom to the lawyer's desk. You must never put this call on hold or create any background noise, as you will disrupt court proceedings and you will be subject to sanction. Our representatives will be pleased to demonstrate the benefits of our service for your firm, your clients, or your bar association. Please call for details. If the court does not join your call within 15 minutes of the scheduled start time, please remain on the line and have a staff member call court call at 888-882-6878 for assistance.
The ex parte stuff.
Thank you. convenience. Call and ask about our depot call service, allowing you to appear telephonically at certain depositions. Remember, court call appearances are available in hundreds of state, federal, and bankruptcy courts around the country. If the court does not join your call within 15 minutes of the scheduled start time, please remain on the line and have a staff member call court call at 888-882-6878 for assistance. Sooner. Don't see a judge or court listed on our website? Ask. We will try to help. When the court does join the call, please speak directly into your handset. Speakerphones, headsets, or cell phones are strictly prohibited.
Morning.
Hello, who do we have on the line?
Elliot Ivan Bernstein, pro se.
Thank you.
Alan Rose, I'm lawyer for Ted Bernstein as trustee.
Thank you. I have Mr. Seaman here with me, Mr. Cederley. All right, Mr. Seaman's motion, I know I read it last night, I'm just trying to find it, just give me 1 second. I'm back.
Did you say he provided you with a chart?
Yes, it's a trust. Did you get a copy of the chart?
I wouldn't know.
I did not send it to him, Your Honor. I didn't even think that he was going to appear by phone. I forgot that he was appearing by phone.
What I will do is...
Wait. He knew I was appearing by phone because I emailed him last week and he confirmed that he knew I was appearing by phone.
Alan Rose requesting email is that in the Chicago litigation, where Ted Bernstein is adverse to the estate, we are claiming that Mr. Rose represents Ted Bernstein in that action. Mr. Rose and his firm have said we do not represent Mr. Ted Bernstein in that action. That's one of their defenses as to why there's not a conflict representing the estate, because in that Chicago litigation, the estate is a defendant and Ted Bernstein is a plaintiff. So he is suing the estate. Alan Rose represents Ted Bernstein in other matters, but says he does not represent Ted Bernstein in that Chicago litigation where he is adverse to the estate. So I entered the request of a subpoena in order to get all of Mr. Rose's emails with the attorneys for the plaintiffs in the Chicago litigation to, in fact, flush out whether or not Mr. Rose does represent Mr. Bernstein or is advising Mr. Bernstein's counsel in connection with that action, because it would be our contention on the 16th that if you are representing or actively involved on behalf of Mr. Bernstein, who is suing the estate, you can't come in now and defend the estate in connection with Mr. Stansberry's action. Therefore, we request the summary, and therefore, we're here today because of the objections to that summary.
Your response,
Mr. Raffi, for a 15-minute hearing just so.
Between now and the 15th.
We can have those objections heard.
I don't have it at all. All right, so let's hear the response.
Okay.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Rose. The motion to vacate was filed October the 7th of 2016. That's when the motion that's set for February was filed. They asked to do discovery, and they also filed a motion to disqualify in November 28th. They didn't serve discovery until the middle of January for this hearing. And to be quite honest with you, the issues regarding the discovery and the hearing are very much interrelated. But I suggested to Mr. Feynman, we have 90 minutes of Your Honor's time. I don't have time today to explain to you why the discovery is not relevant or called for under the statutes. I've never heard of someone filing a motion to disqualify counsel and then 3 months later trying to do discovery on that motion. But what I suggested was we address this issue during the hearing on the 16th. We also have a hearing on March 2nd. We have two hearings set back to back where you provided us with enough time for Your Honor to consider these matters. So at that hearing on the 16th, when you hear the legal argument as to why he lacks standing to be trying to disqualify our firm, why there's no basis to disqualify a law firm when the client has consented in writing, Mr. O'Connell, the personal representative, has consented in writing. And I think you have time to carefully, not at 8:45, consider the issues. And if for some reason you think there's some discovery that's relevant after you hear all that, we can address it at that hearing and come back on March 2nd with the rest of our hearing time and, you know, finish that part of the hearing. I'm confident you'll find that the February 16th hearing that this is irrelevant in discovery, and therefore bear my firm, you know, the burden of responding to it. And the discovery requests are not quite as Mr. Feynman has suggested, because the first request to my law firm asked for all communications, correspondence, emails with my firm and Ted Bernstein, the client, for 4 years. So, I think we should do this on the 16th. You don't have time anyway, and we can still proceed forward with the legal argument on the 16th.
Mr. Rose, his motion is simply asking me for the 15-minute hearing, and this is more of a, I don't have it between now and next week. Even down to, I just booked it Friday. I do the pro se docket in the morning. They had me double booked, and Harry doesn't even know this. I'm supposed to be down in the afternoon at the same time I'm doing the contempt hearing that Judge Kolbath wants me to do. So I don't have it. So I'm not entering any order, so there's no prejudice at this time. I will say this can be re-raised at the hearing on the 16th. Is that
fair?
That's
perfectly fine, Your Honor. I think that's, thank you.
I don't want Mr. Feynman to be prejudiced at all, that he can re-raise it. But I, because it's the court who doesn't even have the time to give between now and next week. Okay? All right. Thank you. For the order, I'm just saying deferred. That way everybody understands that I'm not making a ruling. I have made, now the one thing I think would be interesting is that chart that was given to me, but I really didn't study or anything because I gave it back because of Mr. Rose's objection. I think it would be interesting just for the court to get a good grasp of the arguments. If Mr. Feeman, if you would provide that chart, and then Mr. Rose, if you can tell me what you think is wrong with that chart, that might make the issues very simple, and I look at them and I know he disagrees with this. Do you see what I'm saying? That could be handed to me in person on the hearing.
That's fine. And, Your Honor, we have, we just for the hearing coming up next week, we've previously gave you a large binder of all the pending motions with our response to his motion. I think you've asked us each to provide a short supplement of no more than three cases on any topic.
Yes.
Before the by this Thursday. My only question was, do you still have the materials I provided you at the status conference in December, or do you want me to send you
a complete set? No. There'll be another weekend. I do have them. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, very much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Appreciate it.
You are the only party in the conference. If your meeting was interrupted, please remain connected.